Hi everyone, my name is Pablo Acosta and I'm your co-host of Benching in the Kitchen. Thank you so much for tuning in to season 3. Today we have an amazing, I call everybody amazing, interview with an awesome believer. So tune in and don't forget to share this podcast with friends and family through social media, Instagram, Facebook, or just share them through a text message. You can find us on Benching in the Kitchen in almost every podcast player. Thank you so much for listening in and I hope you enjoy this interview. Let's get on it. So thank you so much for accepting this invitation to this podcast. It's amazing. You know, we're 3 hours away, yet we're at the same principles, right? It's about Jesus.
Yeah, it's about Jesus. And I think that this is going to be a real God connection.
Hey, man. Every interview that we've had, we keep on talking and emailing each other. So I hope you're one of those as well, that we can keep in contact and yes. Collaborate, you know, whenever, you know. So anyways, you know, the purpose of the podcast, as we were talking earlier before we started recording, is we just want to highlight that this is a daily walk with Jesus, a moment by moment, and not something you do every Sunday or Easter or the holidays. It's, you know, it's daily walk. So, you know, we'll talk about how you integrate your entire day to Him, and yeah, that's it. But before we begin, I'd like to discuss one verse. And this comes from Philippians 2:12, and it's pretty much just getting your perspective. Tell me what do you think of it, and what do you get from it? What would you like to impart from it? And that reads, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." What do you get from that?
Well, for me, from what I get from that particular scripture, is like what you do in your private time is just as important as what you do in your public display of your relationship with God. You know, what we do in church is wonderful, but do you still have the same reverence in your personal time, you know, your personal worship and your personal devotion time? So I believe in that scripture. For me, Paul was just making a distinction, saying what you do in public is fine, but also what you do in your private time is fine as well.
Amen. Being the same, right? Inside and outside. Yeah, it's a hard thing to do. Because sometimes it's easy to be around brothers and be like, oh, this is who I am. It's cool. And then we talk Christ. And as soon as they turn around, we can begin a different talk. But exactly that's what Paul wanted, right? That's why I love this verse so much. Because it means different things to a lot of people. But at the same time, when you put it all together, man, Paul was an awesome, inspired brother, you know. Like I was telling an interview yesterday, I said, man, I think I'm going to avoid Paul for the first half of eternity because I'm a whiner. So he's going to be like, oh, so you were whining. Oh, let me tell you. So I'm going to avoid him for a bit just because I don't want to answer all those questions yet. But it'll be awesome to get to know him. You know, it's just a little joke. So I met you through Audrey, the website where, you know, I just plug it in. I don't get anything out of it. I just think it's an awesome site for podcasters to meet from whatever genre they are, you know, and collaborate.
Right.
But, you know, let's get to know you a little bit. You know, you can share as much as you like, but tell us your name, a little bit about you. Where do you work? If you're married, if you have kids, and what church do you attend to?
Oh, well, my name is James McCleary. On my Facebook handles, I'm known as Mr. Motivator. I'm married. I've been married for going on 8 years to a wonderful wife, LaShonda. I don't have no children, but I have many nieces and nephews. I currently work for an insurance company. I'm just a regular guy. I attend Word of Faith Christian Fellowship in Camden, New Jersey, where, you know, my pastors is Bishop Dr. Edward C. Williams and my overseer Alice Williams. I just became one of the associate pastors at the church back in September. So I'm just a regular guy who's trying to serve an awesome God.
Hey, man. And that's all it takes, regular people, right? He doesn't use the best of us. He uses, that's what I was reading the other day. I was admiring how He uses anything, everybody. It's like, hey, you want to work for me? Cool, let's do this. You just say yes.
Right.
That's all it takes.
He takes something to make something. He takes nothing to make something out of it. So
yeah, our pastor from North Coast Church, he always says that God makes straight lines with crooked sticks.
Wow. So. I like that. I like that. Straight lines from crooked sticks.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, I've said to a couple people, are like, man, that makes sense. I'm like, it makes complete sense because I'm a complete crooked line.
Listen, I am a mess without God's grace.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Can you share with us, when did your relationship with Jesus begin?
Well, right now, I'm 44 now. So when I was 18 is when I really got serious. And that was right after high school when I really got serious about my relationship, because I knew that there was a calling on my life, but at that point is when I started to take it serious. So I'll say about 18 years old, graduating out of high school, is when I really started taking it serious.
Awesome. And did you encounter any assistance for any mentors, or was it something like Holy Spirit driven? Or?
Well, I'll give you a funny story. I was invited to a church service, and I said, I'm just going to sit here, I'm going to hear the message, and I'm going to leave. But the Holy Spirit just fell on me, so I start weeping and I start crying. And it was just like, out of all the bad that I have done, God still loved me. And from there, it was just like, man, you know, I want to live my life making God smile. And that's kind of what really got me, because, you know, we haven't always did everything right, but God always been done right by us. So, you know, that's kind of my whole thing. Like, it was just, I was in service, and, you know, Holy Spirit just ministered to me, and now I spend my life trying to, you know, please Him.
That's cool, man. I can appreciate this. That's an awesome story. Thank you for sharing. You know, and this next part, it's what we talked again previous to recording, that, you know, let's talk about your disciplines, your routines, your schedule, however you want to call it. You know, people call it different things. But it's about, how do you integrate Jesus in your daily living? You know, so what is the first thing you do when you wake up?
Well, because I work from home, what I do, I get up about 9 o'clock, and I just sit on the side of my bed and just really start thanking God just for waking me up, and just spending time just meditating on Him, getting the scripture, and just reading the scripture, letting the scripture minister to me. And I'm a coffee drinker, so when I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts, that's my time to get out the house, listen to my worship music, and really just, you know, get my morning started before I start work at 11:30. So I take that time as my time to really just, you know, let God know, look, before I talk to anybody else, I want to talk to you and just commune with you. So
I'm glad you mentioned Dunkin' Donuts, because we just got the first Dunkin' Donuts in this area. There was one in Camp Pendleton, but the whole San Diego, there was only one. So I like their coffee. You know, I don't like their donuts, but I like their coffee. It's pretty good. I'm just cool that you mentioned it, because not many people like it. I'm like, hey, I like it. It's more of an East Coast thing, you know?
I love their coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Starbucks, which that's what California loves, you know, but to me, it's like...
Well, believe it or not, over here on the East Coast, Starbucks is the high level coffee. Like, that's when you're really trying to stay up for 5 days. You get Starbucks. Like, you want something to get you through the day, you get Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, no, over here, like, when I first had Dunkin' Donuts, the coffee was really strong. I'm like, okay, that's the coffee over here. Maybe look by location, but I don't, you know, I'm a coffee drinker as well. I like the taste of coffee, not the sugar. So I appreciate it when they give me drip coffee. I'm like, whoa, that's strong. That's jet fuel.
Right.
Is there a time in your day that you set apart to read scripture, to pray and call others?
Well, like I said, in the morning times, I, you know, get up and spend time with God. And because I work from home, I do a lot of text messaging. So periodically during the day, I'll send out scriptures or send out text messages. Then on my lunch, I like to, you know, read and jot things down. I'm constantly in the Word because, you know, the Word is daily food, you know, daily bread. So I'm constantly on my phone looking through scriptures, writing stuff down in my notes. So I try to keep, you know, feeding myself with the Word.
If you had a person that's unknown to the gospel, you know, brand new person, well, not a brand new person, but unknown to the gospel, and I brought it to you, how would you explain your passion for scripture? How would you tell them, hey, read it or be in it, dwell in it?
Well, I would describe it as getting a PS5, and you have something here, but if you want to get the best benefit out of it, look in the manual, because there's some things that on face value you see you may not be able to tap into, but if you go into the manual, you'll know how to turn it on, how to turn it off, how to connect to the internet, how to invite people to play, how to download games. So the scripture is, you know, as they say, basic instructions before leaving earth. So the scripture is the manual for your everyday walk with God.
I like that. Yeah, I've heard that before, and I've used it before. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's perfect. It's our manual, right? And that's a good analogy, yeah. Especially right now, because everybody's into video games and stuff and electronics. It's like, well, it's the same thing, right? That's what I told once to a person. That's like, it's like buying a desk and trying to build a table. It just doesn't work, right? So you got to read the instructions. So it's the same thing with us. It's like we try to be something, but it won't work unless you read your own manual. And it'll tell you who you are,
right,
what you are.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Thank you for reminding me of that. Do you have a favorite verse, you know, and what's your understanding of it?
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. For me, my interpretation of that, as far as trusting the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding, because there's some things that we go through that it's hard for us to process without God, you know, of losing, you know, I lost a father a couple years ago, and trying to process it in my own self, I couldn't do it, but I had to know that God had a better plan. So, you know, and just acknowledge God in everything. God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle it? Who should I call? Who should I not call? You know, who should I connect with? Who should I disconnect with? So with that, it's just basically totally depending on God and allowing God to be a GPS.
That's rough to attain to that. You know, it's because our flesh gets in the way.
All the time.
That's an awesome verse. And yeah, trying to practice it lately. You know, I get that. It's a hard thing to say, hey, all right, Lord, how do I respond? How do I say this? Who do I call to talk about this, first of all? You know, who I can trust in this matter. So, man, that's highly important.
And plus, sometimes, if you're really honest, when we go through, I have a term a lot that I talk about, silent sufferers. Because a lot of us are silent sufferers because we really don't know how to externalize what we internalize. So it's hard for us to trust people with something that's so dear to us, which could be our thoughts, our dreams, our emotions, our hurts, our pains. So sometimes we have to depend on God because it's hard to trust. You know, the Bible said, "Put no trust in man." So we have to depend on God because God is the only person who's not going to tell us and not going to tell all our business. So
it's a good point that you're touching on, because it's the preparation of how to be a trustworthy friend, you know, biblical friend. God teaches that through scripture. And I think one of the ones that I've been reading on is Proverbs 18. If you read the entire thing and you read the last verse, it speaks of a friend that never leaves.
Right.
So I was trying to flip that. I said, well, what would that be written? How would that be written? Not just for me to seek one like that, but I should be one like that. So if you flip everything and you put you shouldn't be or you should be in every verse that is talking about correction, you begin to realize, right. Oh man, that's the kind of friend I need to be. And you're right, the friend that doesn't go and gossip, you know, you can trust a friend that if you lay your heart, your sin, everything to him, he's not going to turn around and use it to, you know, demean you or anything like that. It's, you know, it's highly important to have that type of friendship and be that type of friend, because it's really easy when someone confesses to you, hey, look, this is what I'm struggling with, and you're like, oh, look at this guy, you know, like, how could you, you know? You know, and God will never do that. You know, God will definitely say, hi, I love you. Like, let's get through this together. You know, can we do that for one another? So thank you for touching on that. It's something that I have friends like that. I have a group of, you know, it's called the Bud God Ministry. And that's what we do for each other. We keep each other accountable. And when it comes to that, you know, you don't have to be a silent sufferer. But at the same time, it's always going to, like, hey, have you talked to God about this first? That's the number one thing that everybody tells me. It's like, did you bring this up to the Lord? And I'm like, nope. Cool, call me back when you do. And I'm like, why? I want to tell you. He's like, no, you tell God first.
Right.
Yeah, so. Right. Besides scripture, is there anything you're reading, any books, any devotionals, movies, music that you use to feed your soul?
I'm an avid music listener. Right now, if I go through my playlist, I have Rich Talbert. I have some local artists from New Jersey, Rasheem Chambry. My brother has a group called E.C. Williams Declaration. And his testimony is phenomenal because he had a stroke in both of his eyes back in 2015, but still God gave him the love of music and the love of praise. So I listened to them and just constantly trying to find books as far as, you know, building a closer walk with God. I do a lot of teaching with leaders about, you know, how to build a core leadership team. So I'm constantly looking for, you know, in books about leadership, scripture, you know, because it's good to read a lot of books, but the Bible has so many stories and so many things in there. So between music and me just researching different scriptures, that's kind of what keeps my mind together.
Awesome. They're like commentaries, right? I never understood that word commentary. Yeah. It's like, it's because it's just, and you know, it's just a little bit more to the scripture, but scripture's 100% full. It's just explaining something. Right. So I appreciate what you said. Like, you know, no matter what, how many books you read, you still go back to scripture. I've tried reading a lot of books and I'm like, I got to get to the meat of the bone, not just the, you know, the little fatty that's on the side of the seasoning. Thank you for sharing. What does the end of your day look like?
Well, it depends on the day. But usually, let's say, like, I'm an avid wrestling fan. So on Mondays, I get off work at 8, watch Raw from 8 to 11 o'clock, and then I wind down my day and ask God, did I do everything that you want me to do? Did I minister to the people you need me to minister to? Did I forget something? Did I do something I wasn't supposed to do? You know, I'm constantly, you know, checking myself, like, God, is it something that I didn't do I was supposed to do? But I didn't, you know, forgive me. Because like I said, the first person I want to talk to is God. The last person I want to talk to is God. After I talk to my wife, kiss her goodnight, the last person I want to talk to is God.
So cool. Now, let's talk about how you're, we touched briefly in regards to your podcast, but I would love for you to plug it in and give us any links, but tell us more how that came about, you know, tell the audience, you know, I think the obedience of what you were telling me earlier before we started recording, I think is an awesome story, it's an awesome testimony to doing what God tells us to do, you know, so why don't you share with us how that came about, why that came about, and yeah, anything you want to tell us about your podcast.
Okay. Well, the name of the podcast is Moments of Motivation Podcast. It's on Spotify, Google, Apple, iHeart, Pandora. And like I said, I used to send out text messages just motivating people. And I kind of, you know, just did it on Facebook. And one day, my little brother, he has a YouTube channel, you know, Kairos Eclipse. He's a gamer. I mean, if anybody who's a gamer, you got to see, it's phenomenal. So I'm sitting there, and he said, well, you should start a YouTube channel. I said, well, you know, I don't have all the equipment to do all that. He said, well, let's just do a podcast. And from there, I talked to one of my friends. She has a podcast, and she told me how to do it. And from there, I just start doing it, and I'm amazed. All glory to God. But how many people heard something and was blessed by it? And you know, like I said, I actually posted on my Instagram. When God tells you to do something, do it, because there's somebody attached to your yes. Your yes is going to help somebody else. So that's kind of the whole, in a nutshell, how everything came about. Like I said, it's on all of the streaming services.
Awesome. I like what you said at the end. We're, you know, we can be the neglect or the answer to a prayer. That was said by another, it's not my quote, it was a quote by another interviewee. And he said, hey, when you're praying, are you praying to be the answer to that person? Are you praying just to gossip? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, you're praying just to hear what else is going on in their life. Or are you praying to see how you can be in their life? And I was like, oh, man. You call me out. Wow. So that I like that, you know, that you said, I'm going to step from this uncomfortable moment that I don't know what to do, how to do it. And, you know, God will take care of it. And he did. You know, he's got people that I haven't had that many stories, but I tell God, I was like, I don't need the stories. But one, a friend of mine, he was like, hey, I've been trying to talk to this guy about being a Christian. So I had him listen to the episode you did with me. And he's like, oh, when you put it like that, I get it. And I'm like, oh, cool. That's all I needed, you know? So it's one person. And that's what I told the Lord. I'm like, if one person listens to it, I'm okay. And if a million do, I'm okay.
That's all it takes, is the audience of one. If one person, you know, gets blessed by it. And this is a stretch for me, because growing up, I have a speech impediment. I stutter. So I said, okay, God, you want me to do a podcast, and I stuttered. I had a Moses moment, like, are you sure this is what you want me to do? But then it goes back to Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all that ways knowledge and we should direct your path. So every time I push record, I say, God, word my mouth.
That's so cool, man. That's an amazing start. I was like that with you know, trying to find people to listen to it. I was like, well, maybe if I do this, maybe if I put it in here, maybe if I tag this or hashtag this or whatever it is, I'm like, you know what? I don't know how to do that, Lord, but you do. You know, you got hashtags in people's hearts, so I'm just gonna promote it, and that's it. Wow. So I just sent it out and put it out there, and you know, hey, it, you know, it's an audience for everybody, right? Someone out there's listening, you're like, I need this, just like right now. There's probably someone out there waiting to do something, or trying to figure out how to do something, and all they got to do is take the step in faith and do it. So I'm glad you brought that point, and hopefully someone gets blessed by that. You know, that's all they needed to hear, that they could do it with God's blessing. You know, especially Moses. I mean, man, he went to speak to someone in higher power. Like he was nothing. You know, I wouldn't. You know, it's like if they asked me, hey, go talk to the new president, I'd be like, what am I gonna say? Like, you know, and God's like, I'll tell you what to say. Just show up. And I'm like, I guess, you know. But I don't have anything in common with him. I can't talk politics. I know nothing about politics. And that's probably what Moses was talking about, right? He's like, how am I gonna get through the guards? How am I gonna get through the, you know, the gatekeeper, whatever it is? And God's like, oh, I got this. Just do what I ask you to do, which is obedience.
So true.
Yeah,
that's true.
What is one area in your life that you're currently surrendering, or you looking to surrender, and why?
My time. The reason why I say that, because although I give God time, there's always more time I can give him. And I'm trying every day to do that. Social media is addictive. And sometimes we could spend 5 hours on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, but then we try to spend an hour half with God and we get tired and get sleepy. So I'm really trying to surrender more time to God. I really want God to be pleased with me, not with my accomplishments, not with my titles, not with my status quo. I want God to be pleased with me so he can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yeah, those amazing words that we all want to hear, right? When we get to heaven. I never knew you. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you?
Right.
I wanted him to say, like, cool, here, come in. There's a table ready for you. Yeah.
Right.
Now, touching on all the stuff, you know, I know you talk to others through podcasts and text messages. How important is a community to you, a community of believers? How would you explain that to the listening audience?
Well, everything has a culture. Fashion has a culture. Music has a culture. Even where you live has a culture. There's gated communities where all the houses are a certain type of way. When it comes to community, I believe that it's important because we need to be unified together. There's too much division outside of the Christian faith. Where as Christians, we need to come together and be unified. It says, listen, let's just love God. Let's build each other up. We don't want to see anybody lost. And we have to get out of our selfishness, because sometimes we just, you know, we get a relationship with God, I think that's it. No. Go out, compel people to come. You know, we want everybody to be saved.
Man, that's so cool. Yeah, I really think community is important. There's a lot of accountability. You know, and it goes right back to what I was telling you, is that you got to be ready for that. I tell, you know, friends, right. I'm like, it sucks. You know, sometimes people are going to fall off and, you know, they'll come back. Some of them won't come back. But I tell them, if you're going to come into community, just be ready for that accountability, you know, because a true brother in Christ will definitely watch your steps, you know, and keep you aligned. And he'll do the same when you do it to him. You know, he'll be able to receive that. And that's an amazing community of brothers. And we should be able to seek others like that, you know. We had people that came into our group that were brand new to Christianity, and they never left. They just stayed, you know, and,
right.
And that was because that's what they were looking for. Someone they can trust, someone they can talk to, and someone they can tell them,
right.
You know, hey, when you're doing something wrong, you know, we all miss that, I think. You know, I know I miss that. Sometimes I'm sitting, I'm like, man, I wish I had someone telling me, don't do that. I was like, oh, God's there.
Right.
So someone tell me. But, you know, we all kind of want that in our lives somewhere, somehow. We need a little bit of order, you know.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, God uses people. So God will send a group of people to hold you accountable. And you know, I have a group of people who I call our covenant connection. And just like what you have, and you know, to keep people, you know, accountable, things of that nature. So that's what I have as well. So it's good to have people, you know, that you're accountable to.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to leave behind for the listeners? Anything that the Holy Spirit's telling you, hey, please say this, talk about this, mention this?
Oh, well, if I could leave anything, I would just say maximize your lane. And stop being fearful, because a lot of times, you know, we look at other people's success and don't understand that we have our own lane that God has prepared for us, and you know, He has equipped us with all the gifts and talents to manifest, you know, His glory. So, you know, maximize your own lane. You know, don't be fearful. Conquer that you think that you won't be able to conquer. And like I said before, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord and He will direct your path.
Amen to that. You know, and if you don't mind sending me all the links to your podcast, I want definitely the listening audience to connect with you, to click on it. So we'll put it on the description of the episode. We'll put all your links, you know, that way they can listen to it. I listened to a couple episodes and they were pretty cool. I liked them. You know, I wanted to start running right after. You know, you should the house and I get motivated. I'm like, oh, I gotta run. I'm not even a runner, but I gotta run. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's I just think that, you know, anything that has scripture, and I thank you for your obedience and wanting to sit down with us and, you know, putting this out. It's not easy to talk about the Lord. You know, we can easily talk about everything else. We can talk about video games, movies, experiences, and everything. But when it comes to, you know, witnessing the gospel, it could become difficult because some people look down on it, you know, and for us to step up in faith in that, it's a work of God only, right?
Right, right.
You know, so it's been an amazing time. We got to the end of the podcast, at the end of the interview. Is there anything else you want to share? Or?
No, well, I just want to say that, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your platform. I'm truly honored. I'm pretty sure that this will not be the last time we talk. And hopefully when this whole pandemic is over, we can just meet as brothers you know, even if I had to come over to the West Coast and just a fellowship with like-minded kingdom citizens. So I'm just, again, excited and honored to be part of this podcast.
Oh, thank you, man. The honor is ours that you accepted, you know, like I pray through every interview and when I sent it out, I always ask, hey, please pray over this. And I'm glad you accepted. It's been an amazing time. The last thing I would like from you will be if you can close us out in prayer, please.
Okay, not a problem. Lord, we just thank you for this podcast. We thank you for Brother Pablo and for his vision. God, we ask you that you continue to bless this podcast, expand it. God, open up doors and make ways unlike ever before. Bless his family and bless those that's listening to this podcast. And we pray that your anointing will be on this podcast to all the listeners and that the listeners will want to know what they need to do to come closer to you and have a better relationship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And the links to his podcast will be in the episode description. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well, what an ending to an interview, right? Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in. Don't forget to share this on Instagram. Don't forget to share this on Facebook or any social platform. And you know what? We will love your comments and reviews. If there's anything you want us to change or add, or if you want to be interviewed, please let us know. Thank you so much. We're at any social media under Benching in the Kitchen. Thank you so much.